The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I love Monday. Everybody, let's get into it.
Say it with me. Thank God it's Monday.
Let's get it started.
The Upstate's live local source for breaking news and what to think of it. Welcome to the Morning Answer. Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
It's very odd that this would come out just the very next day after I revealed bank records, which showed that the Biden family, the president in particular, hasn't been truthful with respect to his family receiving payments directly from the Chinese Communist Party. So it almost looks like it's an effort to detract. But at the very least, it's another example of two-tier system of justice. Look, we've been looking into these classified documents. We saw the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago for one set of supposedly mishandled classified documents. But yet Joe Biden's had at least five different locations of mishandled classified documents. And they give him days and days to go in and clean up with his attorney. So this looks to me like it's another example of a two-tier system of justice at the DOJ.
That was House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer from Kentucky describing to host Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures what he thinks about this idea that Donald Trump could be indicted this week, possibly tomorrow. Of course, this all started with a post on Trump's True Social site saying that he would be arrested tomorrow. And it does seem kind of convenient, doesn't it, that Comer just last week gets into some of the details of millions of dollars being transferred to the Biden family. And then suddenly this case that dates back to 2006 comes up again. Of course, what really got the Democrats attention and got their blood boiling was when President Trump said, protest, take our nation back. They're all saying he's calling for another January 6th. Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a tweet called the potential indictment an outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA who lets violent criminals walk as he pursues political vengeance, and ordered the House to immediately investigate if federal funds are being used to subvert our democracy by interfering in elections with politically motivated prosecutions. Senator Lindsey Graham, speaking at an event here in South Carolina over the weekend, said that Bragg had done more to help Donald Trump get elected president than any single person in America today, because that's what so many people think, that this is just really going to rally the troops for Trump. What do you think? 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. Option one, Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, just leave a quick message. Let's go back to the phones. Paul is in Lake Wylie. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
So what's on your mind today, Paul?
It's just we've probably wasted, I don't know, probably millions of dollars over the course of 8 years to pursue all these different avenues of how they could corner Trump. It's completely a weapon at this point, and it's a distraction. These millions of dollars aren't going towards job creation. They're not going towards betterment of America. They're completely, all this money is completely being used to, you know, attack Trump. And yeah. I feel that they probably got five other subjects ready to roll for the old bait and switch once another Bidenism pops up and they've, you know, don't want that to be exposed or highlighted. I'm pretty sure they've got a queue of other things they're ready to go on.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right, Paul. They probably do. It's kind of, you know, we're going to throw as much on the wall as we can. Hopefully something will stick. But you're right. What a waste of money. I mean, we'll never know, but it would probably scare us of how much money has been wasted in trying to bring Trump down over the past 4 to 6 years, hasn't it? It's just nuts. Hey, Paul, appreciate your phone call. Tell all your friends in Lake Wylie to tune into the Morning Answer. I mean, I think anyone who looks at this has to see that this is just a diversion, don't you? A way to push the information that, as Representative James Comer said earlier, that this past week, he brings forward additional new information about the Biden family business and the millions of dollars coming from the Chinese Communist Party or organizations related to them. But yet the news media over the weekend never even mention it. They have nothing to say about the Biden information, because all they can talk about is the idea that Trump may be arrested this week. Now, you got to keep in mind, according to sources and those even close to the Trump organization and to the DA's office, there hasn't been a final decision made, according to reports. In fact, there's a couple reports. I think the New York Times confirmed yesterday that the DA and the grand jury has other witnesses that they want to talk to first. So it's a little bit unclear as to where President Trump got his information, unless District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office had in fact reached out to the Trump attorneys, which is quite often how they do, and with the idea to negotiate a voluntary surrender of Trump. I mean, think about the logistics of this. How do you arrest a man who's being guarded by federal officers? Because Trump still has his Secret Service detail. So how do you do that? Do you just go in and push the Secret Service aside? Do the Secret Service try to protect Trump from other federal officers? Texter says, I think this is an attempt to persuade the low information voters not to vote for Trump. Greg says, what do I think? I was glad to see Graham come up on the Republican side of the aisle with Trump. Yeah, Lindsey Graham defended him and said, look, you have just awakened the Trump base. Even the Trump's former vice president, Mike Pence, and as you probably know, they have kept a distance between one another since January 6th. Now, in fact, Pence spoke about that over the weekend. Pence was on one of the Sunday shows, ABC's This Week, I think it was, and talked about the idea that he and Trump had parted, that they had worked well together, but that they, after the January 6th protest, that they really hadn't communicated. But he did say that this case by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is a politically charged prosecution.
I'm taken aback at the idea of indicting a former president of the United States at a time when there's a crime wave in New York City that fact that the Manhattan DA thinks that indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, is just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country. It's the last 5 years, Democrats have been dismantling tough criminal justice in the city of New York. Families are paying the price, and yet this is what we get. It just feels like a politically charged prosecution here. And I, for my part, I just feel like it's just not what the American people want to see.
I think he's right. It's not what the American people want to see. I'm not even sure that there are a lot of Democrats who want to see this. Other than Joe Biden and the inner circle. And I'll have to agree with Representative James Comer when he talked about our two-tiered justice system. I mean, if you never thought that we had a two-tiered justice system before now, you got to see it now, right? You got to see it now. Because they're completely ignoring Hunter Biden. They're completely ignoring the whole Biden family, for that matter. But boy, put something in front of them that concerns Donald Trump, and it's all hands on deck. 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation on this Monday as we kick off another week. Did you go to your precinct meeting over the weekend? If your county had them, I think Oconee County had precinct meetings. I attended mine in Spartanburg. A lot of counties having their makeup meetings next week. If you're not quite sure of your precinct meeting, just text GOP to our text line, 877-235-9405. Just text GOP. I'll send you a link. You can put your info in, and it'll tell you about your counties, because we're running out of time. Some counties have already had theirs. Some their makeup meetings will be this coming weekend. You need to make it a priority to go to your precinct meeting. I had a great time in Spartanburg. Chairman Curtis Smith and his team, they did a great job of pulling Spartanburgs together. This coming Saturday is the makeup if you happen to miss it. Text GOP to 877-235-9405. I'll send you that link so that you can participate, because this is where it starts. This is where the whole presidential nomination process starts, is at the precinct level. 7:16 on this Monday morning edition of The Morning Answer.
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
So if you got up this morning and you're making your coffee and you go over to the refrigerator to get the cream and your refrigerator's not working, and you're concerned about getting one quickly, well, Discounted Appliance Warehouse, not only will they get it out to you quickly, they'll get it out at a fair price as well. You don't want to have to wait weeks or months, which is what we're seeing with some of the big box stores, to get an appliance out. When you shop with my friends at Discounted Appliance Warehouse, there's never any shipping or supply issues. You literally walk through 11,000 square feet with over 1,500 appliances in the warehouse. You choose the one you want. You buy it today. Quite often, you can use it the same day. They have an expert installation crew, award-winning service department, and the extended warranties are just fabulous. Discounted Appliance Warehouse, they've got you covered well after the sale, because they treat you just like a member of the family. You're not just a credit card swipe to Jeff and the team. Also, Discounted Appliance Warehouse is proud to offer Speed Queen, which is the only washer and dryer manufacturer's warranties that cover parts and labor up to 7 years. And I need for you to check out their Overstock Appliance Center, too, at the Market at the Mill in downtown Pickens, because talk about some great clearance pricing. They have it at the Market at the Mill. Discounted Appliance Warehouse is, they're worth the short drive to Pickens. Find them online at dawpickens.com, Dot com. It's 718.
Sean Hannity believes things are going to get worse.
The Fed chair, Jerome Powell, warning that Biden's persistent inflation will force him to raise rates higher and faster. This is not good news. If you think the Biden inflation tax was bad, it's about to get a lot worse. This is the first real telegraph that his policies heretofore have not done the job.
Get the right answer from Sean Hannity. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 94.5. The Answer.
It's been a fight for decades that still continues today. We'll discuss as we take a bite out of history with Ingalls Markets. In its current form, gender equality is not protected by the U.S. Constitution. Although there were movements and calls for gender equality in early America, the real push began in 1923 with the Equal Rights Amendment proposed by the National Women's Political Party. It still took more than four decades for an official bill to be supported, introduced to Congress, and voted on. In October of 1971, the Equal Rights Amendment Act was finally passed through Congress and by March of 1972, passed by the Senate to be sent to the states. Hawaii was the first to ratify the new amendment, and 30 states followed. Sadly, the bill never reached the 38 states needed and lost its push to become the 27th Amendment. The only time women's rights are mentioned in our Constitution is the 19th Amendment, granting women the right to vote. However, since the bill's lost in the 1970s, the federal government and most states have passed other laws protecting the rights of women. There has been a renewed push for the Equal Rights Amendment in current days. This has been a bite out of history with Ingalls Markets.
Are you hearing in black and white? You don't catch everything in meetings? You miss out on conversation with children? Every day there is something you miss. How many years have you been thinking, I really have to do something about this? But you put it off. Why? Maybe it's the cost, or you don't like the idea of wearing a hearing aid. Stop putting off today what you want to hear tomorrow. Make the change. Call Easley Audiology's Elisa McMahon. She'll work with you to make sure you hear and understand. Easley Audiology is proud to be a Signia hearing aid provider. Schedule a hearing test appointment with Elisa McMahon and ask about the free demo of Signia's new charge and Go AX hearing aid. Call Easley Audiology, 864-558-9896. 864-558-9896. That's 864-558-9896.
The greatest movie musical of all time is faithfully and lovingly adapted by Broadway legends Betty Comden and Adolph Green in Center Stage's production of Singin' in the Rain. Each unforgettable scene, song, and dance from the film is accounted for, including the show-stopping title number, complete with an onstage rainstorm. You can see the onstage performance of this Hollywood classic Thursday, March 9th through Sunday, April 2nd at Center Stage in Greenville. Tickets are on sale now online at centerstage.org. That's centerstage.org.
If you own a company that needs to add or replace your commercial truck fleet, don't wait another minute to visit Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney. We're the upstate's commercial truck connection for a reason. You never have to settle at Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney. From F-150s to F-750s, we'll get you the exact trucks you want and always at a fair price. But don't wait. We're taking orders now for spring delivery. Visit Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney or browse online at AutoGalleryFord.com. Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney, your commercial truck connection.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
/7:23 portions of today's show brought to you by the Bank of Travers Rest. When it comes to banking, there's no better bank than my bank, the Bank of Travers Rest. They've been serving our community since 1946, and they've grown into the area's favorite community bank. Let me encourage you to visit them today and learn why they should be your next bank. Visit bankoftraversrest.com, Bank of Travers Rest, member FDIC. Texter says, so how do you go about placing Trump under arrest while guarded by Secret Service? DOJ will volunteer their entire SWAT capabilities as well as Homeland Security Department, Mar-a-Lago. Ring any memory bells? Well, they did go in with guns a-blazing, literally, at Mar-a-Lago, didn't they? The NYPD and the FBI, along with New York State officers, are reportedly huddling, if you will, to come up with a plan if in fact this happens tomorrow or any time this week. Now, again, as far as the DA's office goes, they haven't confirmed that this is even going to happen. This is all speculation based on the post that, that President Trump did on Truth Social over the weekend. But it is interesting, and it is an interesting question of how, you know, this is uncharted territory. How do you arrest a former president who is being guarded by a Secret Service? And how do you treat them once you arrest them? You certainly can't just put him in a jail cell with others. One of the concerns that the NYPD has been talking about is Trump's call for protest. A source with the NYPD said yesterday that we will use all of our available resources in order to keep the peace in our city. Officials supposedly from several agencies met yesterday, and they're expected to meet again today to come up with a final plan. But again, DA Bragg has not confirmed, nor has he denied, that an indictment of Trump is imminent. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Public Information Kevin Maloney told the New York Post, "We'll handle it like we do anything else. It's lower Manhattan. There's always plenty of police presence down there anyway, so we'll monitor the situation. We'll have ample resources. We'll see what Tuesday brings." 877-235-9405. Your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. And, of course, your phone calls are welcome as well. Option one, Tommy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message. Mike is in Spartanburg. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Joy. Hey, I have a question for you. Didn't Stormy Daniels say she's going to tell a nasty story, whether it was true or not?
I'm not really sure. Did she?
I believe she did.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think she's made it. I think she's made it pretty clear that she's not a big fan of Donald Trump. I mean, the whole this whole story, it's an old story. This supposedly happened in 2006. It was brought up during the presidential campaign in 2016 and again in 2020. So, you know, I'm just finding it hard to believe that this is not just politically motivated.
If that had been men knew, do you think they would even report it?
Probably not.
If it had been anybody else, do you think they would even report it?
Probably not. I mean, it is a fact that it's Donald Trump, and he's, you know, announced his candidacy. He's expected to win the nomination, and Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing anything they can to keep him off the ballot.
Well, you know, Jeffrey Toobin, he came out with the book, and he told his wife, according to the book, he would pay to prosecute President Trump.
Oh, so there's a whole line of people that would probably love to do that because of their hatred of Donald Trump. Who knows? But I guess we'll see sometime this week. Appreciate your phone call, Mike. 877-235-9405. Kevin says on the text line, "All this while little Hunter sleeps safe and sound in Silicon Valley under the watch of the CIA. It is just sickening, isn't it? That we know what Hunter Biden has done. We know the crimes that he has committed. And we know that his dad knows. the whole Biden family has. I mean, this gets back to the two-tier justice system that Representative Comer spoke of. If you never thought that we had a two-tier justice system, certainly by now you're seeing that firsthand, because not one mention of the Biden saga over the weekend on all the news shows because it was dominated by this possible indictment and arrest of Donald Trump. Mike in Taylor's writes, Clinton paid Paula Jones $850,000 over the sexual harassment case. I do know that he paid. I'm not sure that I ever knew the amount. It's probably public information somewhere. Appreciate that that text there, Mike. It's all, you know, we're going to have to, this is the chaos that the Democrats are going to try to create over the next year. 877-235-9405. Up next, we're going to visit with State Senator Josh Kimbrell. He was a speaker and was he, along with speaking of presidential politics, there was a whole group of people in Charleston this past weekend at the Palmetto Family Council's Vision 24 National Conservative Forum. Nikki Haley, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, and a number of other potential presidential candidates. And we're also going to be joined by Ken Cuccellini, who is a former Attorney General of Virginia and a former Trump administration official who has started a PAC in support of Governor Ron DeSantis. We'll talk with both of these gentlemen up next at 7:31 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.